From the IT Lab Studios, my name is Rodrigo Leal.
And my name is Kate Golden, and you are listening to the iSchool Weekly Update. Here's what's going on for the week of February 26th, 2018.
Tuesday, February 27th. The Career Development Office's Brown Bag Lunch Series continues with Finding Your Voice, Confidence Kickstart, from 12 to 1 p.m. in UTA 1.208. Lunch will be provided. Each Tuesday from 4:45 to 5:45 p.m., the Perspective Talk Series will be held in UTA 1.208. This is a weekly talk series that features local area practicing information professionals, many of whom are UT iSchool alumni. This week's Perspective Talk centers on information technology and systems with IT employees at Goodwill. Wednesday, February 28th. National Instruments will be having a technical writing information session from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in Birdine 134. Pizza and beverages will be provided. Friday, March 2nd. Join us for the inaugural iSchool Skillshare event, scheduled for Friday at 5 p.m. in the iSchool IT Lab. This student-initiated event is designed for all iSchool students to not only share their unique skills, but also gain new skills. This is an amazing way to learn from each other and also trade talents for mutual benefit. Dinner will be served. If you have an event that you would like to share with members of the iSchool community, email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com with a short description. We are more than happy to share them with our listeners. My name is Megan Pearson, and this was your weekly update.
Up next is a continuation of our conversation last week with members of the iSchool website redesign project. This week, Kate talked to Peace Iwate about the future goals of the team.
Today is February 21st, and I am sitting down with Peace Iwate to go over the next steps in the website redesign project. Hi, Peace.
Hello, Kate.
All right, can you give our audience a bit of background about yourself and what brought you to the iSchool?
Oh, no problem. So my background is in psychology and economics. I got my degree, undergraduate degree, at Oberlin College. It's this really small school in Ohio. And it was there that I found out about like what UX is. Going there, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. There was this girl I was kind of talking to, and she was taking psychology classes, and that sounded cool, so I started taking psychology classes. And eventually, I ended up majoring. And through that, finding out about UX and that whole field of UX, human factors. But I didn't really know much, but I knew I wanted to learn more. And I had known I wanted to, like, go get, like, a postgraduate degree in something ahead of time. And so this iSchool, first being as ranked as highly as it is, and also being in my home state because I'm from Houston, made it just like a perfect opportunity. So I applied, I got accepted, and here we are.
Awesome. Can you tell us a bit about how you got connected to the website redesign project and your current role?
Oh, so getting connected to the project was, I would say it was like my first real opportunity outside of class to be involved in a UX-based project. So something that involved both the research and design aspects of, I guess, usability. And so as soon as I heard about it and I heard like there was an opportunity to help out and jump on board, I took the chance. And so my role last semester was mainly kind of being a part of teams working on like figuring out the user groups of the website and also like the information architecture. And now since I'm working upstairs in the suite, now I'm kind of helping manage the project alongside few iSchoolers named Tim and Barker. And so with them, we kind of manage the current direction of the project and also delegate like tasks and different assignments that people should be working on at any given time.
Awesome. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what you meant by working upstairs in the suite?
So upstairs is called the IT suite. We don't have our own shirts or names yet, but we do help out with like usually when professors or faculty and staff are having like technological problems. Sometimes we help out, But a lot of what we do is focused on kind of managing the website redesign process and also working on the redesign process while we're upstairs. And so a lot of what we're doing now are mock-ups and designs of the websites that will hopefully be a guide. So when we start doing some actual coding, we'll have something to reference so it can be consistent throughout the website.
Very cool. You sort of went over the basics of what you're doing now, but can you talk about some of the current goals or milestones for the project?
So I would say our current goal is to make sure all the wireframes are designed consistently. We've decided that the main framework of the website is going to be, we're going to use Bootstrap. So to make sure that the site is consistent, a problem that was that we found with the old site was that a lot of the elements on the site were customized, and they were based off of, I can't remember the exact framework. It was a theme that was used, and then a lot of those, the elements of that theme were customized to match UT's like color scheme and things like that. But within the process of customizing it, a lot of the consistency across the site was lost. And so we decided to stick with using the Bootstrap framework because we felt that it will help maintain consistency. And also, a lot of the people working on this website are, like, they're not professional developers, professional UX designers. We're all pretty much just students working on it. And so having an established framework will make the process of developing mock-ups and actually coding the website easier. And it gives everybody an experience to take part in the developer side, which a lot of us don't have experience in. And using Bootstrap makes that whole process easier.
For our listeners who aren't familiar, can you give just a brief overview of what Bootstrap is?
Yeah, so Bootstrap is something that was created that's an established framework to make websites from. And so a lot of times with the website, you know, you have like navigation menus, buttons, and like stylizations of the website, and Bootstrap makes a lot of this for you. So all you really have to do is make minor changes to certain elements of the website, but overall everything is pretty standard and consistent. So it's pretty much like guidelines that you can use to make a website from.
Awesome. You talked about what you're working on now. Can you give sort of an idea of what you're looking towards in the future with the project?
So now everything that we've been doing has been research and design, but we haven't touched much of the actual hard coding part of making the website. So actually like coding pages, creating databases for like the faculty and staff and members of the iSchool. So a lot of that hasn't been worked on yet, but we're hoping to move into that stage by the end of this month. We have a hack night coming up this Friday, and that'll mainly be used to finish making the mock-ups and also start teaching the members of the redesign team the Bootstrap framework, so the guidelines that we're using. And once they get familiar with those guidelines, hopefully by the next hack night, we can start actually coding pages, establishing content for the websites. And by that time, it's a matter of pulling content from the current site and moving it over to the new site.
Very cool. You mentioned Hack Night. Can you tell our listeners about that event and what to do if they want to get involved?
So Hack Night happens on Fridays, usually. And essentially what it is everybody in the redesign team gets together. At the beginning, we have a little presentation just to go over what we've been doing, what's happened in the process already, and what we're looking forward to happening. And then we establish what the session is going to be about. And so essentially everybody works on the website towards some common goal. And so the last Hack Night, we all worked towards establishing wireframes and page layouts for all of the main pages on the website. And so we welcome anybody and everybody who is interested in being a part of the redesign process or who's just interested in learning about what's going on behind the scenes for the redesign. And if you're interested, feel free to contact me or Tim.
If you need, you can email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdates at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com, and we can forward your message on to Tim and Peace. All right, that's it for questions, unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
No, that's it for me.
All right, cool. Well, thank you very much for talking with us today, Peace. And once again, if any of you all are interested in knowing more about the project, feel free to shoot messages our way. Thank you for sitting down with me today, Peace.
Hey, thank you for having me. Anytime.
Thanks again to Peace for sitting down with us, and best of luck with the next steps in the redesign project. So, Rodrigo, I don't know about you, but I don't have any plans this weekend.
Ditto. I think it's too far in advance to plan. I'm sure I'll have a blast, or perhaps, you know what, maybe I won't have any fun this weekend at all.
Maybe it's just a lot of studying.
Yep.
At least we have spring break to look forward to. The iSchool Weekly Update is produced and hosted by Rodrigo Leal and me. Our correspondent for this week was Megan Pearson. Music for each show is written and performed by me. Artwork for our show was created by Rodrigo. Special thanks to Quinn Stewart, Sam Burns, our fellow co-workers here at the IT Lab, and of course, our guest for the week, the hilarious Peace Iuare. Each episode of the iSchool Weekly Update is produced at 1616 Guadalupe Street here in the IT Lab studios. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and on the iSchool Info Portal. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please email us at iSchoolWeeklyUpdate@gmail.com. As always, I'm Kate Golden.
And I'm Rodrigo Leal. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you up next week.